Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Jenna. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really tired, actually. I've just spent a whole week at the Auckland Writers Festival.
I know. You guys have been really, really out there. I was watching all your social media, and I was like, I hope they're getting some sleep in between all the events.
And lots of wine.
Lots of
wine. I feel like you must have just taken in so much information.
I know. We were just saying before, because you were both asking what my favourite picks were, and I just can't even, I'm just still processing, but the Auckland Writers Festival, 82,000 seats sold.
Wow.
record breaking.
Yeah. Awesome.
And 230 of the world's best and New Zealand's best authors and thinkers, and they also had 7,500 school students come through on the school program as
that's
well.
Awesome.
So
that's,
do you
really
reckon
cool.
that reading never died, but do you reckon there was a lull and now it's like hyping up again?
Yeah, it's you know, people want to be part of the conversation, I think, and that social media really plays into which is great. Another big thing of the Auckland Writers Festival was we had the Auckland New Zealand Book Awards, which I've spoken a lot over the year, but This Mortal Boy by Dame Fiona Kidman won, which I reviewed last year. Do you remember,
I remember that one? That sounded like an awesome book. I haven't read it, so it sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's a great, it's a fictionalized story of this man called Paddy Black, who was the second last man to be hanged in New Zealand.
Far out.
It's set all around Queen Street, Mount Eden Prison.
Because it's a real story of what happened.
Yeah.
But
it's actually really
fictionally
sad,
isn't it?
Yeah. And so I'm so proud of her. So she won the Acorn Foundation Fiction Prize. She won $53,000.
Fantastic.
And
so wow.
That's really cool. And then also shout out to two other books that we have reviewed on here, Tay Tibble's Pocahontas, which you had her on last week,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did. It was great to chat to her.
So first poetry book, and then Chessie Henry, who wrote We Can Make a Life, the Christchurch earthquake memoir, that won first book for nonfiction. So the young women winning these great prizes.
Nice. Wahine toa, that's what we like to hear.
And so today I'm going to review Ruby Porter's Attraction, and I know you had Ruby Porter on here last week. I went to the book launch on Saturday as part of the Writers' Festival. So she was the first winner of the Michael Gifkins Prize, which gives the, as she said, the winner gets a $10,000 advance, and then their book is published by Text, which is a Melbourne-based publisher.
Mm-hmm.
So the launch was really great. She it was launched by a New Zealand, Auckland-based author, Paula Morris, and she is a massive champion of Ruby Porter. She gave such a beautiful speech, and she came right off actually interviewing Camilla Shamsie and amazing speech. So it was so great to see. And then Ruby read from her book, and I always find it such a pleasure to watch an author read their own words. And I had just finished the book that afternoon in the corner of the festival.
So you're all in the headspace for it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So we have our young narrator. She's been at Elim, she's queer, and she's going on this road trip between Whangarei? Live in. That's the one part of New Zealand I haven't been to, like around Gisborne, so I find it really hard to
visualize.
Picture, but
I mean, I'm sure
book,
it looks like lots of other rural parts of New Zealand.
Yeah,
like
coastal, other parts, and live in, and also Auckland. So it's written in like snippets of present tense, memory, and dreams, and I just really love how this book seamlessly integrates Te Reo as the narrator, kind of challenges what it means to be on this land. It's so contemporary. I was actually reading it at Peach Pit about a week and a half ago, and then it mentioned Peach Pit and Kay Road and the Simon Street Cemetery, so just down the road from us, but then also the land of where she's travelling to as well. So it has that in that contemporary and historical context. The weight of Aotearoa's colonial past just really sits on the narrator's shoulders as she's navigating these relationships. And it just really feels like this book is such a period of change for the main character as she finishes she's finished her studies, her grandmother is dying, relationships around her are kind of ending and shifting, and she's also reflecting on another past relationship as well. So it just really captures that time in your early 20s, And she's also really uncomfortable in her own skin. She has arthritis and she's really unwell. In the book, she gets really sunburnt and she has this, like, really blistery forehead.
So uncomfortable.
And so she's just, yeah, it's kind of this shifting narrative. There's so much description of landscape. And mm-hmm. also of sea. My copy that I have, this isn't, the copy that I have here looks very beautiful.
I was going to say, that looks pristine.
But my one that I have given on to someone else, is I spilled like a whole bottle of water on it. And it suited it, the swollen book yeah. with the wobbly yeah. pages really suited the water aspect of this. I think it's a really great book, and I'm so excited to read what she's writing next. I think she's doing a PhD and she's writing for that, but she's such an amazing new voice in New Zealand literature, and it's really grounded, like it's yeah. so confident, her yeah. writing. And yeah, it's a great read. I'd recommend it.
You know how you said it shifts between like past and present and memories? Is that hard to follow, or is that quite...
No. Cool. And if you look through the book, that's like just kind of almost like
blocked
little vignettes.
Out, yeah.
And it's just kind of gritty and grimy in some places, but it's also so beautiful.
I think that's what I really like, is when you can get those shifting tenses and it doesn't feel forced, it doesn't feel labored, it just feels very natural. I love reading books like that. I feel like that's such
a
skill.
Sometimes you can find that if it's shifting tenses and stuff, you're like, oh wait, where am I now?
Yeah.
yeah.
And it's good if it doesn't, like, it's makes a really talented writer if you don't have that feeling.
That's right. Yeah, it's super easy to follow. The prize was actually judged by Patricia Grace and Lloyd Jones.
Far out.
Cheeses of New Zealand
Some
literature.
Heavy hitters, yeah.
The big cheeses.
Big like cheeses,
big
yeah.
Big kahuna.
I really like how she talks about her family relationships. She has two mums and they've separated, and how she moves between them. And mm-hmm. yeah, great.
Very
great read.
Is it the kind of read that will make you a little bit uncomfortable at some points, or is it more like...
She's like, the narrator's quite anxious, and I feel quite... You know, I'm in my early 30s, and then I look at that and I'm like, oh, that's such a hard time.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've kind of, you know how you finish your degree and then you're like, what do I do now?
I was about to say, it sounds like incredibly relatable. Like, oh, finished up at Elam, often yeah. has no idea what's happening. I'm like, who's that?
Reflecting back on your work and you're like, was that even good?
Like,
I did
yeah.
that with my art
Is
school
my
degree.
Art even good?
Yeah. and also at the book launch, which actually all of her books sold out at the launch.
Wow.
Nice one, Ruby.
Cool. There was I didn't see her for ages because she was just signing in the corner.
Nice.
And they announced the next winner of the Michael Gifkins Prize. So this is a man called Tom McLean, writing as Tom Renger, and he's written a book called Soldier. And so he will get a book published next year by Text. So
cool.
It's a wonderful prize.
It's a great
writers.
Prize.
I don't think we've actually said the name of the book.
Oh,
the book,
sorry.
No, that's all right. It's Attraction. Maybe we did. But it's Attraction,
yes.
And it's by Ruby Porter.
It's $37.
You can pick it up from Time Out at the moment. You've got stock.
Yeah, we've got stock. Yep. And it's actually selling really well, which is, I'm not surprised about that, but a lot of it...
It's good to see.
We have a lot of young women on our staff, and they're recommending it hard.
Nice.
Really
nice.
It. So, but good for men too. So,
good for everybody.
For everybody, yeah. So it's just a wonderful new voice. I'm excited about it.
Fantastic. So Ruby Porter, Attraction. And if you wanted to listen back to our chat with Ruby last week, you can do that on the BFM podcasts page. It's, she was great to talk to as well. Mm. She's really interesting in the way she frames, I guess, speaking about her work too.
Also, if you do want to pick it up at Time Out, you do get a discount with your B card.
Nice.
10%.
Yeah, 10%.
Yeah, just say you're a B card member.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Don't
well, thank you very much, Jenna, for bringing that one in today. I'm
you're
looking
welcome.
Forward to reading that.
That was Loose Reads.